This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Aerospace giant Boeing is laying off 63 employees in Colorado, part of a plan to reduce its overall workforce by 10%. The cuts will hit facilities in El Paso, Arapahoe, and Denver counties. They take effect in mid-January. Boeing has struggled with regulatory and financial problems since earlier this year when a panel blew off the fuselage of one of its planes mid-flight. In Littleton, a fatal police shooting is being investigated. Police killed a man during a traffic stop earlier this week. They attempted to stop a driver for speeding at around 3 a.m. Monday. According to the department, the man left his car and tried to run away while firing several shots at officers. An officer shot back, fatally wounding the man. Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper is urging lawmakers to better protect consumers from artificial intelligence that's used in fraud and deep fakes. Hickenlooper chaired a hearing of a Senate subcommittee Tuesday. He says the difficulty people have telling between what's fake and what's real is worrisome for people's finances and their privacy.
These AI-enabled scams don't just cost consumers financially, but they damage reputations and relationships, and equally important, they cast doubt about what we see and what we hear online.
Hickenlooper is calling for lawmakers to approve bipartisan bills aimed at increasing transparency and accountability for using artificial intelligence. It is now 5:05. This is CPR News.